We are I. I absolutely love this time of year when I sit here and I look outside and dawn is upon us and I can hear the birds chirping through the open window. And there's a little bit of a cool breeze, but it's welcomed. This time of year is my absolute favorite time of year, and I wish that we live closer to the equator and it was like this every single day and maybe about an hour variance on either end. But as peaceful as this moment is, being able to look out the window and hear those birds chirping, I can't help but think, and I know I recorded a podcast about this the other day, but it is shocking to me right now how many countries are talking about strategically using nuclear weapons right now because of this war in Ukraine. You know, and I know that our parents went through this about, you know, hearing PSAs all the time and, you know, going through school announcements and having to hide underneath your desk. Like, that would have fucking done anything. Like, what brilliant genius came up with hide underneath your desk if a nuclear bomb gets dropped? Seriously, like, think about that. It's about this same genius who said that, you know, we should be locked in our houses during COVID and shut the economy down for 2 years, right? Same person. You know, because when you talk about, you know, France's president talking about how they should strategically move nuclear weapons and use nuclear weapons in Ukraine and Russia, which then is then countered by the, you know, Russian state media top cheese, you know, talking about how if that happens, they're going to use those Poseidon nuclear weapons that they created. And a lot of people, and up until recently, I didn't even know this either, is that Russia has developed nuclear weapons that they can deploy into the ocean that sends a radioactive tsunami inland. Like, think about that. It's not just a radioactive area from the bomb being dropped on land. They send radioactive water into an area. Think how devastating that would be. Because then that water also gets into your local water supplies and, you know, your rivers and oceans and, you know, dams and lakes and everything. It's just a blanket. Never mind that he said that if that happens, that they will consider it an act against the United States and they're the only country that can turn the United States into a radioactive dust or ash or something like that. You know, and then you have the president of Poland saying that they should move nuclear weapons into Poland strategically, which is a UN member, because of what Russia's doing with, you know, strategically moving nuclear weapons around inside of Russia, especially, you know, up close along the border in the Baltic states. Like, when the fuck, like, and why? Like, how did it become to this, or how did it come to this? When you think about, you know, when our parents were, or not our parents, but maybe when my parents were young, so you're talking like 50, 60 years ago, when they were in school, and there was actual legitimate fear of, you know, nuclear war. Whether it was legitimate or not, and whether today's is legitimate or not, I just, the older that I get, the more that I realize that when somebody has the ability to be able to wipe another community, country, continent completely off the face of the map, and then when multiple places have this, and now these weapons have become supersonic, where you have no chance of shooting these weapons down. No chance. They're so fast, and they can turn in midair, change course, change directions, making them impossible to be able to shoot down. And they have a capability of forever changing the course of humanity. How the fuck did we end up with this kind of power? And why do we still have it? And you look at this being a part of us bringing over, not us, the United States bringing over Nazi scientists after World War II, or to be able to, or during World War II, to be able to make sure that Germany doesn't get it first, that they don't nuke, the entire rest of the world. But, forgetting that by the time that the bombs were made and before that they were dropped, Japan was ready to surrender. And the US still dropped those bombs on Japan. And Hitler was already defeated by the Russians. Think about that. There was no need to be able to drop those bombs. There was no need to really continue to develop them, except for it's just like, let's get this project done. But on the flip side, the atomic bomb and the hydrogen bomb, if they were to use those same resources to be able to discover endless potential energy for this planet, think of the positive net gain that would have been versus the continuous net loss we have by people having these weapons. Still to this day, like in 2024, nuclear weapons are being moved around, strategically moved around and being placed, because that's how fearful people are getting and countries are getting that somebody else might launch them first. So that's the problem with, nuclear wars. Do you launch first? Because you may not have an opportunity to launch second. This is the scary part of this game. If you just drop a normal missile, well, air quotes normal, you have an opportunity to be able to see what the fallout is in all regards. But once you drop that first, once you're so scared, once you're backed into such a corner that you okay that strategic nuclear weapon, and whether or not you launch it into a place that doesn't harm anybody, air quotes, doesn't harm anybody. But just as they're like, hey, we're ready to do this. Like, what message does that really send? Because if you want to believe it or not, like, if you don't understand, like, we are actually legitimately getting closer and closer to that point all the time. The fucking insane part about it is it doesn't seem like, again, mainstream media is reporting any of these things, which is weird. Because when you go to alternative news sources in like, Europe and Russia and independent media, it's like a lot of all they're talking is because this is an actual real fundamental threat. Because you have fucking lunatics like Macron that said that he wants to move the French military into Ukraine to be able to support them. He wants to be able to use nuclear weapons against Russia. You have the president of Poland saying that he wants nuclear weapons being moved to Poland. You have Russians threatening, saying they will retaliate with nuclear weapons if this behavior keeps up. Like, and then never mind, you have these fucking crackpot from North Korea that continually just wants to be able to get a nuke so he can just for fun launch it at the United States. And you have Iran that may or may not be getting closer or already have nuclear capabilities. That would be seemingly, from what everybody's told, more than happy to be able to use those. However, I think that that's a fucking smokescreen, probably just like North Korea, because they know that they would just be wiped off the face of this planet. But would you rather sacrifice everything and martyr them just to be able to launch them, be able to take out some of your enemy? Who knows? Who knows? But the thing is, there's way too much talk about it for my liking. And it's not one of those things where it's just listening to a bunch of fear mongering, and this really isn't supposed to be taken as that either. It's just like, hey, did you know that this is being talked about? Did you know? Like, it legitimately is. And the part that worries me is, if this much is being said in public, what's being said behind closed doors? So if the one thing that COVID taught us is like, hey, are you ready for like weird shit to happen? Like, legitimately? Because who knows what kind of weird shit's going to happen in the next few years? Because we definitely see a A lot of weird shit has been happening lately, and if you think that it's over and done with, you haven't learned anything from the last 3 years.